If because your Bibles weren't turned reading with us, we'll get right in the scripture. There's all your prayers. But we're going to be coming out of the book of Isaiah this morning in the 31st chapter. Amen. We're going to be reading maybe a couple places here in Isaiah. But the Lord has been dealing my heart for this and with this scripture. And I've never preached on this. I've read it many times and thought about it a lot. But I've never really preached from it this morning. Amen. You know, when I could preach, we could preach the whole Bible and never hit the same things twice this morning. Yeah. But I've read this many times and studied upon it and everything. But I thought, Lord, this is a funny time for me to be a preacher. Amen. This scripture. I've got messages that's been on my heart for years and years that I haven't even got to preach yet. But I look forward to preaching one day after a while. But anyway, we're going to get right into the Word of the Lord. And once you notice the Word of the Lord this morning, I want to start at the first verse there in Isaiah in chapter 31. And I want to preach. This is a subject, amen, that I want to use in the first few words here. Amen. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help this morning. Amen. If you didn't remember anything else, remember that this morning. Amen. He said, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help this morning. Amen. And you've been preaching about Moses quite a bit in the last two or three Sundays or so. And boy, I've enjoyed preaching about Moses. I mean, I don't know when I've ever enjoyed preaching about Moses and the children of Israel as I have the last few Sundays here. And Brother Ernie, of course, preached last Sunday. But last Sunday, I listened to Charles Stanley. Amen. I had him on. I turned him on there. And, you know, I preached a last message, I guess, I preached on that was promises made and promises kept. But the thought that the Lord gave to my heart. And I listened to Charles Stanley there. And he said, you know, a promise, amen, God's promise and God's plan. He had preaching, boy, just like that. The Lord had preached me on it. Amen. And Moses had went down there and didn't have any kind of artillery whatsoever against Pharaoh, but he had the word of the Lord. And I've tried to preach, amen, the last little bit. I appreciate Brother Eric this morning and Melissa and what they do and his sermon last Sunday. But I believe there's ever been a time that me and you, amen, as God's people and as a people of the Lord need to rely and lean on the word of the Lord. It's a day, amen, in which we live. Amen. Like you said, we are changing administrations and all that. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. Yeah. Amen. And like the young lady that got killed and two of her little siblings, we don't know what tomorrow may hold, but the Word of God endures forever this morning. Amen. But I've been a preaching, amen, upon that. And you know, the Bible says here, and talking about Egypt, and he said, woe to them, amen, that go down to Egypt, amen, further help. You know, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. God brought Israel out of Egypt. Egypt is a type of world. Amen. Egypt is a type of world that we live in. Amen. Today, you know, when the Lord saves us, amen, He brings us out. He said, come out from among the world and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. He said, and I will receive you this morning. I believe this morning that we're to live, amen, a separated life unto the Lord. We're to strive, amen, for a separated life, amen, unto the Lord this morning. And folks, I'll tell you this morning, amen, when He brought us out of the world, amen, He brought Israel out of Egypt this morning, amen, He said, you know, you'll have to see their faces no more again this morning. But, amen, Israel found their place right here, and Israel found their place right here that here in the prophet Isaiah during the time of Hezekiah, king of Judah, that, amen, I mean they got themselves, Brother Eric, between a rock and a hard place. I mean the devil come at them, amen, I mean with all types of fury, amen, all types, amen, of all types of power to come against, amen, the children of Israel right here. And, amen, and told them, Isaiah told them in the Word. He prophesied in the Word because they had thoughts this morning. Now, I want you to follow with me just for a minute. But they had thoughts just for a little bit. Hey, man, you know, we might want to go back and get a little help where we come from this morning. I'll tell you this morning, folks, as a child of God, hey, man, we don't have to go back up to the things of the world to get our help this morning. If we've got the Lord, we can depend on God this morning. Amen. I mean, we can depend on the Lord. Amen. He said, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. Amen. They look back to the places where they come from. Amen, brother, help this morning. Amen. Folks, I'll tell you today, it's awful tempting sometimes to try to use a lot of our own ways. Yeah. Amen, to try to get the will of God done. Amen, but I'll tell you this morning, God's got a plan. Amen, and God's got a will this morning. Hey, folks, I just want to fit right in. I just want to be a tool. Amen, for the Master's use, a tool for the Lord. Amen, and be an instrument this morning. Amen, that only God can use this morning. Amen. That's what I want to be. That's what I desire to be. And I studied about this and praying over it. Amen. And I thought, you know, amen, there ain't no greater authority. There ain't no greater position. There ain't no greater place. Amen. There ain't no better place of being at than being a child of God this morning. There's not a greater calling this morning than being a child of God. Amen. That's the best thing that can happen to you. That's the best thing that can happen to me. Amen. There's no greater place of being, amen, than being a child of God this morning. I mean, folks, and I'll tell you, there's the ministry that God's called me into and called Brother Eric into, and there's not a higher calling, amen, in my book, in my opinion, amen, that you can be called to. Folks, I'll tell you, being a child of God, amen, is the greatest thing that could ever happen, amen, to a man, woman, boy, or girl. Being a child of God, being grafted in and drafted in, amen, to the family of God, is the best thing that can happen to you this morning. Amen. He said, you don't go to Egypt. Amen. He said, woe to them that go down to Egypt. Amen. For their help this morning. Amen. Because God is our helper. Amen. He said, I'll look into the hills of the Lord from whence come my help. Amen. For my help comes from the Lord. Yeah. Amen. He said this morning, I'm going to read a little bit more. He said, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many. And in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Amen. And he's got an exclamation point at the end of that. Amen. He said, Yet he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now the Egyptians, I like this right here, said, now the Egyptians are not men. The Egyptians are men and are not God. And their horses are flesh and not spirit. Yep. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall and he that hopeth he that is hoping shall fall down, and they shall fall together. Amen. The Lord told them. Amen. The Word of God told them. Amen. It said, now, the Word of the Lord and the Spirit of God, amen, is spirit. It's not flesh. It's not, amen, by the things of our own power. It's not by the things of our own might. It's not by the things this morning that we can do. Amen. But the Lord said, it's by my spirit, said the Lord. Amen. I tell you this morning, God still fights our battles for us today. Amen. God still fights our battles, amen, today, just like he did in this day. Amen. And you know, someone said, well, you know, I can see he done that for Moses. And I can see he done that for Isaiah. And I can see I'll just have to be despised. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll just have to be despised. Amen. Amen. I'll just have to be, amen, one of the few that, amen, that is that have just looked down upon this morning, because, amen, that I want to do good. Amen. And I'm going to do good. God has been my helper. Amen. And you know, lived for the Lord a long time. Amen. I was a young man when I started out living for the Lord. I was a teenager going to school right over here at Rickman. And amen. And boy, watched a lot of things, seen a lot of things happening. I tell you this morning, folks, God has watched out of me the whole way. There have been a lot of things that, amen, that have come against me, that's come against old Robbie right here. But I'm going to tell you something this morning. One thing I can tell you to do, amen, is to hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen, because He'll never leave you and He'll never forsake you this morning. He said, I'll go with you all the way into the end of the world this morning. Amen. There was a time I was riding to work one time. Amen. And me and this fella, and we was going to work down there, and I was working with J&S Construction. And her boss had sent me and him, this fella down there, and he just did not like me. He just did not like me. I mean, he just didn't like me. He didn't like anything about it. A preacher, a child of God. Mm-hmm. He told me one time, he said, Robbie said, there ain't no use. And I was a young preacher, just a young man, amen, teenager. He said, there ain't no use you to preach. He said, there ain't nobody going to listen. He said, everybody's going to do what they want to do anyways. I said, well, you may be right. I said, but that ain't what the Lord told me. The Lord told me to preach, and that's what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, he just did not like me, amen, because I don't know why. But he just did. He just didn't like the things of God. And we was riding. He put me and him riding together. I thought, boy, I don't know how this is going to work out. Put us riding together down there. And he put us on a job. Put me and him over a job down there. I think we was working at Hartman Luggage down there, at Lebanon down there. And I was building some offices inside their factory down there. And we was laying them out. And, amen. He worked about a week or so and drove his truck down there. And God gave me a dream. Amen. No, the Lord gave me a dream. Amen. Now, folks, God will speak to you one way or the other. Amen. Right. God will let you know things. Amen. And I had a dream. Was going over there at Silver Point Mountain right there. Going over right there. And amen. And that man was, and I seen out of the corner of my eye. Amen. He was in a raging fit. I mean, he was trying his best. He was trying his best to get to me. Amen. And I could see the hate and the rage. Amen. There's a lot of hate this damn time, folks. I'm going to tell you. Amen. I'm going to come to a close. You bear with me here in a little while. Amen. But he was in a raging fit. Boy, he was doing his best to try to get to me. Me and him sitting right there in that truck going down. I had this dream. Amen. But he could not, some reason, he just could not get to me. And the more he tried, the aggravated that he got. He could not get to me. Something was standing in between us. And I knew what it was.
Amen.
I knew what it was. Amen. Well, that man fell sick. A day or two after that, I'd had that dream. Amen. And I had to go down there by myself, work, which I was sort of glad. I was glad that I did. I was glad I was down there by myself and done the job. And one of the prayer guys, and I tell you, folks, I led a lot of them boys to the Lord. Amen. Some of the prayers. Amen. Down around Sparta down there. Yes, he said, what's going on down there? My boss asked, I said, what's going on? I finally found this out. Amen. God brought a little closure. Amen. He said, they began to talk to me, well, he wasn't doing this right, he wasn't doing that right, and I mean, getting me down the road and everything else in the world, And he fell sick, and the whole time he couldn't work. Amen. I got to finish that job up and never had to ride another time. Amen. With that man this morning. God will fight for you this morning.
Amen.
I promise you. Amen. Now, we think about God right here. Amen. In the Bible, what he does things. But I'm telling you this morning. Amen. If we'll live for the Lord, if we'll serve God, God said, I'll fight your battles for you. I remember Brother Kevin. Amen. One time. Amen. He was working up there for Sunbeam up there in Crossville up there. And he was going out on his breaks and handing out Bible tracts. Had the Bible tracts, handing them out. Amen. And witnessing for the Lord just on his own time. Amen. And a boss up there, amen, told him, said, called him in the office, said, I don't want you handing them out. Amen. Told him he'd hand them out on his own time. He checked he could hand them out on his own time. Amen. Well, he went to hand them out on his own time. And then he called him in there and said, amen, said, I don't want you handing them out. Said, there'll be no more tracts handed out. Said, as long as I'm here, there'll not be no more gospel tracts handed out. Amen. That was the last time that man worked at that factory. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, folks. You don't get ahead of God this morning.
Amen.
Don't get ahead of the Lord. Amen. He said, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. We don't need Egypt no more.
Amen.
Amen. I don't need to take things in my own hand. Amen. A lot of times I'd like to wring somebody's nose. I'd like to pull the ears off, Brother Donald. Amen. But you know what God said? Turn it over to me and I can take care of it this morning. Amen. Try me, you said. Amen. He said, now the Egyptians are not, they're men. Amen. They're men. He said, they're not God. Amen. And their horses are flesh and they're not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is hoping shall fall down, and they shall fall together this morning. Amen. I'm going to read this a little bit. I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to jump over here just for a minute, I suppose. Amen. For the sake of time. Amen. Amen. To the the book of Isaiah in the 37th chapter. This is a time that Hezekiah, amen, Isaiah was speaking to Hezekiah. Amen. He was speaking to the children of Judah. Amen. All the divided kingdom. Amen. They had the kingdom of Judah, the kingdom of Israel. Amen. Israel never had a good king. Judah had some good kings. Amen. And Hezekiah was one of them. The king Sennacherib, amen, was trying to come against, amen, the children of Israel. Amen. He's trying to come against the children of Israel. Amen. They thought they might need to recruit him a little help. Now this king of Assyria, amen, was awful mighty. Amen. He just went through and nobody could stand before him. Amen. Nobody could stand before him this morning. Amen. You know, we preached about Moses, how nobody could stand before Moses, how Pharaoh, amen, couldn't even stand before Moses for the word of the Lord this morning. Amen. But he said this morning, amen, woe to them that go down to Egypt. Amen. In other words, don't go back there. Amen. Recruit your help this morning. Amen. But Isaiah was talking to Hezekiah. Amen. He brought Hezekiah word, said, and the Sennacherib have made all kinds of threats. But Sennacherib had said, there's no use of standing before me. Amen. All the other countries, all the other cities, they fell before me. Amen. There's no way you can stand up, amen, against, amen, my army. There's no way. Amen. There's no calculated way, amen, that you can stand up against this army this morning. But they didn't know the Lord this morning.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
They didn't know God. Amen. The Bible says in Hezekiah, amen, chapter 37, verse 14, amen, and this is Hezekiah, and the Bible says he received a letter. It says, Hezekiah received a letter from the hand of the messenger, amen, that read it. And Hezekiah went up, amen. Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Amen. That the Lord may take a look on it. Amen. Notice when he took it up to the house of the Lord. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. Amen. It means something. We will bring something before the Lord this morning. Amen. You know, we just give it to God. Amen. Lord, here it is. Amen. I can't do nothing with it, but you can. Amen. And he said he spread it out for the Lord. Amen. That the Lord may see. And it said, Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, amen, saying, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, that dwelleth between the cherubims, thou art God, even thou alone, of all the kings, kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see and hear all the words of Sennacherib, which he hath sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all of the nations, amen, of their countries this morning. Amen. He said, Lord, of a truth, said they've done all these things they're bragging about. They've done all of them. Amen. But they're coming against God's people this morning. Amen. I'll tell you something. When you come against God's people, you've done crossed the line this morning, folks. It means something. I'm trying to put criteria this morning. It means something to be a child of God this morning.
Amen.
Amen. These guys, hey man, they had a lot of strength. Amen. And I've seen, reading the Bible, hey man, and about Elijah and how Ahab and Jezebel, hey man, they stood before, hey man, and Jezebel, how wicked of a person the Bible talks about how that she was. But I remind you this morning, hey man, she was in a place, amen, of power. She was in a place of prestige. She was in a place, amen, and I mean, she is at the top of the pinnacle, amen. Ahab was a king, and she was a first lady, amen, and all this. I want to tell you something, amen, they found her place in a high place this morning, but I'm going to tell you something this morning. You can't go against God's people this morning, amen. You can't go against God, amen. Amen. They found themselves in a high place. Amen. But brother, I'll tell you. Amen. God brought them up that they might fall this morning. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, folks, I'm trusting the living God today.
Amen.
Ain't you? I'm trusting the great I am. The one who split the waters. Amen. Of the Red Sea. That's who we're trusting in this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, of a truth, Lord, said the kings of Assyria have laid waste up to all the nations of their countries, amen, and have cast their gods into the fire forever. He said they cast their gods in the fire, for they were no gods, but the works of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they have destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, save us from his hand. That all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only this morning. He said, Lord, said, I just want to know that you're still God. Amen. Amen. You read about this miracle, and I know I'm taking my time this morning, but you know, you read about this miracle here, amen, that the Lord did, amen, and it was 185,000 men, amen, that was going to come against, amen, the children of Israel. Amen. Amen. And he said this morning, this miracle, amen, because they didn't come in this morning. Amen. They didn't come in. I'm going to jump down to verse 33. Amen. I'm going to read this. He said, Therefore, thus said the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast, amen, a bank against it. Amen. Hezekiah took his request before the Lord. Amen. He took his request before God. Amen. He said, you know, I'm not going to look back to the things where I come from. I'm not going to try to take in my hands and fight these battles, but it's too big for me. I'm going to give it to God. Amen. God moved then. Amen. Hezekiah said, amen, I believe God can move now. So I'm just going to trust the Lord. What he said. Amen. He said, verse 33, he said, therefore thus saith the Lord concerning the king of Syria, he shall not, and I like, amen, said, he shall not come into the city, nor shoot an arrow. Amen. He won't even shoot an arrow there. Amen. Nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. But he said, by the way that he cometh, and by the same shall he return, and shall not come into the city, saith the Lord. And I notice this verse right here. He said, for I will defend this city, saith the Lord. Amen. He said, I will defend this city to save it for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake this morning. Amen. I'll tell you, folks, you know, I begin to read the Word of God. Hey, man, I'm not so worried about, hey, man, what they're doing in Washington, D.C. Hey, man, but I'm more concerned about what they do in Jerusalem, D.C.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Jerusalem, David's city this morning. Hey, man, because I'll tell you something. God said, I'll protect that city this morning. Amen. Yeah. And He will this morning. Amen. You notice in the Word of God, every time they tried to come against Jerusalem, amen, God stood up for Jerusalem this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll tell you this morning, folks, a lot of things the world has tried to come in on them. Amen. But it will never happen this morning. Amen. It will never happen. Amen. It will never happen. He said, for I will defend this city. Amen. To save it in my own sake, for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake this morning. Amen. It said, then the angel of the Lord went forth. Amen. And smote the camp of the Syrians, 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Amen. And we read about that, and amen, and according to Jewish history, amen, besides the parting of the Red Sea, amen, coming apart, coming out of Egypt this morning, amen, which was the biggest miracle for that country, amen, this is next to it, amen, according to their version of looking at miracles that's been done, amen, was this miracle, amen, of being done, that they... That these men just had to, there was, amen, God fought the battle. Amen. Second greatest miracle ever done for them. They consider this the second greatest miracle, amen, that is ever done, amen, for them this morning. Amen. I tell you, folks, it's we want to try and trust in what we can do, and we trust in what the mighty might that we might have, and amen. We live in the greatest country. I'm going to say this morning. We live in the greatest country, and I wouldn't want to live in no other this morning. Amen. Yes. Let me say amen.
Amen.
You don't want to live in no other place. Amen. We live in the greatest country there ever was. Amen. Probably the greatest country that ever been upon the face of the earth. Amen. We live in. Amen. We wonder, you know, we wonder, we study about, amen, all these things, all the issues that's going on. Amen, and everything else. Amen. There's a bunch of them. Amen. A lot of them that I really don't like. A lot of them you don't like either. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, amen, praying and studying everything. You look at things and you think, well, you have an argument about it. Amen. It's not good. Amen. These things that's going on are not good. Amen. A lot of things that's going on is really bad. Amen. But you know what fixes a lot of these things? Amen. It's the same things that got us, amen, where we're at this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Follow me this morning. Mm-hmm. Amen. It ain't the works that we can do. Amen. It ain't the works that we can do. Amen. I'll tell you this morning, when God, He said, when my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and forsake their wicked ways, He said, then will I hear from heaven.
That's right.
I will forgive the sin and I will heal the land. Amen. You know what's going to heal the land this morning?
Amen.
It's these little old church meetings that we have
right here.
Amen. Don't say, well, they're just so unimportant this morning. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. If we're a child of God this morning, you've got the greatest cause in the world. Amen. To be a living, you've got the greatest work in the world. To be a doing this morning. Folks, we've got a job to do as God's people. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, we need to be about the Father's business this morning. Amen. We need to be about the Father's business. Amen. I mean, if we want to do things, they bring a man over here one time. He was a political scholar. Amen. He looked around and he wanted to find out America's greatness, what made it so great, and all these things. And he went around. He went to the Congress, and he went to Washington. We looked at all that. and he went to the places of education, the colleges and all, and he said, didn't see nothing really great there. But when he went to the churches this morning, amen, he seen America, amen, was good this morning. He said, America is great because America is good. Amen, I'll tell you this morning. He said, when America ceases to be good, then will America cease to be great. Right. I'll tell you how important this morning is it to be in the house of God. We need to be in church this morning. Amen. We need to be in the house of God this morning. I'll tell you, folks, them things is the most important thing that we can do is in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you, when we get away from God, amen, things start going amok this morning. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you the truth this morning. Someone said, I don't like it. Amen. It'll do us good, though.
That's right.
Amen. Folks, I'll tell you, when we get away from God, amen, when folks get away from the Lord, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a family. I don't care if it's a church. I don't care if it's a country. It will run amok this morning. Amen. Amen. It'll run amok. Someone say amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Good preaching.
Amen. I'll tell you, we need God. Amen. The Word of God. Amen. What's going to cure the pot? Amen. The pot's got all kinds of poison in it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Preached about the old pot the other here a while back. Amen. That old pot. Amen. It had death in the pot. Amen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of death in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He said, throw some meal in there. Amen. Throw the Word of God in there. Amen. Said it'll clear it up this morning. I'll tell you this morning. Amen. This covenant is founded upon the Word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And we got to get back to the Word of the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. Preachers got to get back to the Word.
Amen.
Churches got to get back to the Word. Families got to get back to the Word. Amen. And I'm going to tell you. Amen. There's a column was looking there last Sunday. He said, Robert said to one of the churches right over here. Amen. They cooked them smart and they've got them. And, amen. He's showing me some pictures. One of the buddies works with that had some videos and pictures going on inside there. And you couldn't tote it much more than a rock concert this morning. God help us. Them things will never work this morning, folks.
Amen.
Amen. Someone said, preacher, you've got to preach and now you've got to meddle. Amen. Amen. I'll meddle this morning. Now, I'm going to tell you something, though. Amen. Church is a place of worship. Amen. It's a place we get to meet God. Amen. A lot of things I do my own self. A lot of things I try to do my own way. A lot of times I try to go to Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
Take care of my battles. Amen. Amen. I don't care. Amen. The Lord said, I don't care how many horses you got. I don't care how many chariots you have. I don't care how strong your men might be. Without the Lord, it ain't going to go nowhere this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. This morning. Praise the Lord this morning. How many believe still God is still our help today?
Amen. Amen. That's right.
God is our help. Amen. God is a helper this morning. Amen. Been a lot of trials. Amen. Been a lot of trials. Amen. I'll tell you, we have trials. We don't ever know how good God is. We don't ever know how great God is without a trial. Amen.
Amen.
Don't never know how great God is without a trial.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I remember as a young man, I'm going to read through here in just a minute. I remember as a young man, I just started preaching. Born I was on fire for the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you, I was some. Amen. I was afraid to open my Bible, Brother Eric, sometimes in church, afraid God might give me a message. I hadn't preached. Amen. It's true. Amen. I'd be afraid to open my Bible up. I'd ask the Lord, I'd hear about some of them going through different things, how the Lord had helped them through this, and how the Lord helped them through that. And I said, Lord, I'd like to have some of them trials. I'd like to see you move and do some things for me. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I didn't realize what I was asking for. You better be careful what you ask for sometime. I tell you, I've had a bunch of them. Amen. But I'll tell you something. I've seen God fight several battles for me. He will you too. Amen. I can promise you. Amen. If you love the Lord and you love Jesus this morning, you've been saved by the grace of God. He said this morning, Brother Donald said, seek you first the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. He said, I'll add all things to you.
I'll give you what you need this morning, everybody. But you know one thing I know to do, Brother Melvin, amen, and that's to seek the Lord. Amen. Every good thing comes from the Lord this morning. You think every good thing comes from the devil? It don't come from the devil. Mm-hmm. Amen. You think all your goodness and blessings of your family, amen, comes from the world? Amen. It comes from somebody else? It comes from God. Mm-hmm. It comes amen. From the Lord this morning. Amen. It comes from Him. Amen. It's His blessings this morning. Amen. I get that little baby, that grandbaby, she loves me. Amen. She loves her pa more than anything. Amen. I'll get her on Sundays and amen. She'll just lay her head over, have her eyes wide open. And I'll pet her and I'll tell her how pitiful she is. Amen. I'll tell her how much her pa loves her, how much he's going to take care of her. Amen. That's a blessing, but that's the way God does us this morning. Amen. Amen. And she'll just lay there and hold her eyes open and she just, Rebecca, she gets so jealous. Amen. But it's the goodness of God this morning. Amen. There's nothing like the goodness of the Lord this morning, folks. I tell you, amen. You know, we're living a time that folks think the more you have, the happier you'll be. But that ain't necessary. That's not true. Amen. The more you have, a lot of times you're worried about it. Amen. But the things of God, amen, is what brings us happiness. It's what brings us joy. Amen. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. God said, you know, said, I'll fight your battles for you. He said, I can fight battles. Amen. I can fight. I believe there has been a time, amen, that we need to really look to see, to do what God's will would be. Amen. It's the days in which we live. Amen. It's the days in which we live. Folks say, well, we can do this, that, or the other. Amen. When you get away from the oracles of God, and when we get away from, amen, the blessed old good book right here, folks, I tell you, it ain't going to go very far. Amen. And, you know, the Bible says it pleased the Lord that through the foolish preaching, amen, that men should be saved this morning. Boy, I tell you, someone said, well, you know, them old foolish preachers, they don't know a whole lot. You know, they're just fanatical. Amen. They just, Jesus freak. They just love the Lord and all that. What do they know this morning? I'll tell you this morning, amen, folks, they say, well, we live in a time of separation of church and state. Amen. Folks, it's not that the church should be influenced by the government. Amen. But that the government should be influenced by the church. Amen. We should be influencing the whole world this morning, not only just the country. Amen. I mean, we're to influence the whole world this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, take this gospel to all the world this morning. Mm-hmm. Preach the word. Amen. This morning. I believe in preaching the word this morning. I believe that we need the word of God. And boy, sometimes it's hit me hard. It's raked me up. And amen. It's brought me low. Amen. And I've had to come humble before the Lord many times. Amen. But I'll tell you this morning, I've seen God to be good. How many knows the Lord is good this morning? Amen. This morning. I know He's good this morning. Praise the Lord. And I'm glad that He is. I'm glad He's on my side. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. If you know the Lord, amen. If you've been saved with the grace of God, God is on your side this morning. Amen. We don't need to ever need about that. I sat there yesterday, amen, with a man who's over tuning a piano. Amen. For a church over there. And I said, you know, I said, we had a piano, amen, tuned up over there, twin one time. I said, it's been 25 years ago or better. And his daddy is sitting there. He said, 90 years old. Amen. He said, you know, and his courage. Amen. His name was Courage. He said, you know, said, I think I was the one to tune that piano up. I said, well, it sure is good to meet you. I was working at Nissan. I said, we'd called them to come and tune that piano up. It was a nice piano. I tell you, we'd been praying about a piano. I'm going to tell you one more. I've got several. Amen. Stories. Hey, how God works. We was calling about a piano. We had decided to buy a new piano. The one we had was so old. I thought, well, we didn't have a whole lot of money. We thought, well, we need a piano. Amen. Need a new piano at our church. I said, let's pray. Let's pray that God would help us find a piano. And I sent Rebecca's mother. She went to D.T. McCall's and places. told her, unless you know piano's going to be there. Yeah, boy, it's quite a bit. And she called me down there at work down there, and I was down there on the phone. That's when we had to use a landline then. We didn't have cell phones. Be bad. And I was on the phone. I was on the phone talking. She said, get the price. She went to check prices. Hey, man, this is $2,000 or $3,000. This is $2,000 or $3,000, such and so on. Amen. And I was there in the old, in a new body shop. Larry McBroom, amen, Doug McBroom, the county executive there in Putnam County. His nephew come over there, come plumb over there. Never had been in my area before. Never. About only at one time. I was on the phone. And he said, well, here's Larry McBroom. I said, Robbie, do you know anybody that's needing to buy a piano? Said, we've got one for sale that's never hardly been used. My mouth just dropped. Amen. God hears from heaven this
morning. That's right.
Amen. I said, let me hang up here. I said, tell me about this. He said, we've had it. It's never been played. He said, my uncle, Doug McBroom, his wife, they had bought it for her. She never did want to play it. It's practically brand new. And it's one of them big uprights. And that man I was sitting with yesterday talking to him, he had told us, he said, you know, to get the sound of that piano, he said it would be between $5,000 to $7,000 you'd have to spend to get this type of piano. That's how good a shape it was in, and it is still there today. Amen. I tell you this morning, folks, God is for His people this morning.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Praise the Lord this morning. Love the Lord. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads. I'm closing the curtain.